Interesting. It's first service usually now, second service today. We're all welcome. Now, you know what? Just like this, because I'm taking the whole of the service. So I'm here for work. Praise God. So some of those things, the lot fell on me, something like that. Take all the services, third service, fourth service, and be more comfortable. Now, I began something last week, which I wonder. So Sunday school will spill over, you know. I'm the senior pastor, so I can do anything I like. Something we did last week, let's go back there. I really want to get you to start living a life of victory. And I want you to see this well, because many of us don't see it well. Let's go to John 10:10 first. John 10:10. John chapter 10, verse 10. Please, I know you are many in that media room. So that means many means you should be faster. Thank you. Is it me around? Okay. Baba baby. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. There are about three subjects. That's what they say in English. Help me. Mr. Akintola, is it three subjects now? Please stand up. Let me do something. That's Pastor Kenny's wife. She's a teacher. Sorry, I'm exposing you. She's a teacher. She teaches literature. But she enjoys her work so much. She's not trying to be a doctor or an engineer. On Facebook, I saw your puppy writing you a letter. I've kept it on my phone. I was telling your husband, telling her how beautiful she has taken this thing called literature to make it easier and then pass the exam. And your husband was telling me recently, of all the, you are doing some kind of course in the country, and of all the teachers, they picked six of you from British Council. Am I correct? To teach the whole country or teach us something like that in Lagos. Thank you for making the work excellent. It's teaching. Thank you very much. Sorry for exposing you. All right. Oh, Pastor, you check Facebook too? Yeah, led by the Spirit. Okay, so as a three subjects there, there's the thief, there's the word I, and there's they. Can you see that? If you look at people who are in that verse, they are the one thief, second one is I, and third one is they. I want you to see this verse. Like I told you, but you are not there. I said, there's one person in the Bible, among the Bible writers, that was very close to Jesus. In fact, when the apostles are confused about something, they will ask him to ask Jesus. When Jesus was dying on the cross, Jesus took his mother and gave her to this man. And Jesus, after he rose, went to heaven. He even suggested that he will not die very early. The disciples even thought he will stay on the planet till Jesus will come again. But that's not true. So Jesus got him as his friend to write the last part of the Bible. His name was John. So he wrote John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and then Revelation, which is so confusing because he was the friend of Jesus. He was hearing from Jesus and we were both talking, and then he got book. That's why it's so confusing. Jesus talking mysteries with him. Remember when they wanted to find out who is the Judas? Jesus said, the person I'll drop something to eat. And then everybody was looking at the confusion. All right. Now, John wrote most famous Bible verses, like John 3:16, like this verse now. John was given the privilege to make Christianity clear and profound at the same time. And summarizing our life, he said this, that if you look at life, don't only see this planet as populated by people. There is the thief. There is the I, the Son of God, God, all of them on this side. Many people see life only usually two. They don't see three. Let me explain. For instance, in Africa, we see more of ourselves and the thief. In African setting, even among Christian setting, you will see that when you ask an African man to pray for a factory, he will pray like this. Now, why is it about Jonah? Not about progress. Why is it that when you ask people to pray or do something, the next thing they refer to is about evil? Why? Because in African setting, the thief is very, very, very prevalent. And usually, God in Africa is smaller than the devil and is to try prevent us. Then when you go to the Western world, in recent time, all the Western world see is just they, human beings. They are materialistic and humanistic. But don't get it wrong. There are people there that are also, even their founding fathers, they also bring in I, the Lord Jesus, but they have left the devil out. If something happened to somebody now, African money, that means that something evil is involved. But if it is abroad, they will either say, we are a stethoscope, a microscope. Or some will say, it's the sovereignty of God. So when you don't have all these three in place, you'll be confused in life. There is you, but there is God. I want to give you life. But there's the devil, the thief. But in Africa, we have had oversized and misinformed thing about the devil. So I want to spend some time talking about spiritual warfare. Let's go to chapter 10, 2 Corinthians. Give us on the screen in King James Version, verse 3. So we have to really appreciate that these people on this side, they don't believe in devil at all. This was why they believe in devil too much. Some people, you know, I don't belong to any of their classes. Hallelujah. I want you to look at this verse. The word flesh there means natural. Though we walk in the natural, we do not war, fight, battle after the natural. Interesting. Remember, if you are fighting somebody, you hardly use bare hands. Am I right? For instance, Ukraine and Russia, Hamas and Israel, they hardly touch themselves physically. They use more of guns, artilleries, missiles, drones. In fact, some of this war technology now, you can be in the U.S. and kill somebody in Afghanistan. You just press computer. You press. So, you don't actually use physical hands. And we have been deceived too. Devil is not using physical hand. What are his weapons? So that, see, if I master your weapons, I defeat you. If you master my weapons, you defeat me. Am I right? In fact, the skillfulness of a soldier is in using the weapons. Am I right? Let's go. Now, look at next verse. For the weapons, see that? Of our warfare are not carnal. The enemy has weapons too. But these weapons, see, called our warfare. You see, some people, God will take care of everything. It's God's battle. The Lord. The battle is the Lord, but the warfare is yours. You know what you're saying? Now, God, you're on the side of God in the battle, but God won't come himself to the warfare. That can be very confusing. So if you just say, Olua, Olua, take care, Olua, 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 you hear me? Okay. So, but are not physical and natural, same word for carnal or flesh, but they are mighty through God. We are the one using the weapons. Like now, when I carry drones or missiles, my world defense has put enough destruction in that drone. But until I use the drone, that thing won't go to work. If I carry a gun, they put the things in the gun, but until I use the gun will go through that technology to kill that person. Am I right? Okay. Now, to the pulling down, mark those words, stronghold. See that word, stronghold. In fact, what is holding you strongly? So, when you go to war, you want to keep. You want to attack. For instance, Russia went to Ukraine and possessed the land. So the purpose of warfare is to capture you. And particularly capture you to make you my servant. They sell you for slavery and use you for all kinds of things. So it's not just about warfare, it's about capture. Okay. Look at next verse. Casting down, what's it? Imaginations. Next one. Every high thing that exalts itself against what? Knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to what? Now, beautiful. Now, in this verse, we can see the weaponry of the enemy, the devil. From this verse, what you are knocking out, what you are shooting at is, number one, imaginations. You can see that very clearly. You can see the word thoughts. In between thoughts and imagination, there's something called every what? High thing that exalts what? Itself against the knowledge of God. What's that? Let me give you in the modern language. Every contradictory circumstance that makes the word of God look as if it's pure nonsense. You got that? So we got three of them. Imaginations. Second, what? Contradictory circumstances that make nonsense of the word of God. For instance, God said to Abraham, you are the father of many nations. It's made nonsense. That word is made nonsense by his barrenness. So that barrenness is a contradictory circumstance. You got that? God said you shall be the head and not the tail, and your boss is oppressing you like no man's business. That's a contradictory circumstance. And third one, thoughts. Can you give me the list on the screen? These are the weaponry of the enemy. Imaginations. Second, contradictory or contrary circumstances. You can make it for me. Okay, contrary, I like bigger grammar, contradictory. I like that. You see that word contradictory has inside of it about knowledge. Diction, contra. Contrary circumstances. You want your life to be better. You just got this job and then things start turning sour there. You just started this business. God said he will help you. But you don't see the help. Can I surprise sometimes? You start hearing about healing, you start falling sick worse than before. See, house of Israel, they were in Egypt in bondage. Are you listening to somebody here? And God said to Moses, go there. Some of you don't know this. You know this one, some of you, you wonder, you just get captured by the devil. God said to Moses, go to Egypt and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. The moment Pharaoh heard that, you know what he did? Increase the intensity of their pain. He said, before they used to have resources to do their job, corrupt the resources. Sometimes when you come to church and you hear some good word, you can be very sure the devil will go to throw some spanner into your machine next week. Let me dwell there for a while. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. People don't know this, so that's why they think God is failing them. It's not failing them. Take a look at this. Verse 16. Take a look at this. This likewise are the ones planted on stony ground. Who, when they hear the word, what happened to them? Will they receive with gladness? God said, you will do this for me. I dance, saute, I rejoice. But look at next verse. And they have root in them. They have no root in themselves. And so they follow. After what? Follow. When tribulation, hard time, and people attacking them, persecution, arises for what? Did you hear that? Just because you heard the word about peace, all kinds of evil will turn around against you to discredit that word. Brother, they can tell you, when he started learning about healing, sickness was rampaging in his house. All kinds of things. When I started hearing about prosperity, my father went into a hole. I was in medical school. Life was difficult. The devil knows that if that word is alive, it will bring me here today. And that word has brought me here today. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? If I had renounced it, So there's contradictory circumstances. You know, Moses went to God and said, God, when I came to tell Pharaoh what you said, things have gotten worse. You have not delivered them at all. That will explain certain strategy of the enemy. Just want to confuse you so you can let go. Do you know when you're playing football and you're number 10, when you get toward the goal post and nobody's rushing you, what do we call that one? I know all Nigerians are footballers, both male and female. What's that? I mean, just imagine, you're running toward the goalpost, you want to score. And then the number two is looking at you and say, ha, 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 ha. Just stop, oh boy, stop. Don't play anymore, because to score, you can waste time already. Just because they rush you, that means it's going to be a goal. That's what you don't know. When the enemy is rushing you, bringing contradictory circumstances, that's where the goal is. For thou preparest a table before me. Where? Clap your hands for yourself. You are intelligent. Praise God. Your table is not somewhere in the safe island of heaven. It's right there. So we're talking about that. And then, that's that. Let's go back to our imaginations. Give us imaginations. Imaginations. What's that? Pictures in your head. This one is devil's greatest weapon in capturing your life. Let's look at how he captured the first human race. We are second human race. We are the Omoluabi. Pastor, what's that? You see, Omoluabi came from the word Omanuabi. We are Omanua. Are you hearing me? The first people came from Adam through, and they were so bad, God had to come and wipe that out, kept only Noah. The word is going toward that place now, but before it does, Jesus will come. Let's look at what's their problem. Genesis 6, verse 4. What was, give us in KJV, we are using KJV. Okay, verse 5. Oh, everybody look up. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great where? Now, let me have your voice. What do you say next? And that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. So, if Satan wants to multiply evil, he will create it in our imaginations. That's why we Africans are very tense about dreams. Dreams are what? Image in your head at night. Timbat lullaby, kniyo ne bossy. Imaginations. How does God start things in people's life? Sorry, how does devil start things in people's life? If devil want to harass you, what does he do? If the devil want to harass your home, what does he do? He will not come and say, I am Mr. Devil. I'm here this morning. I know you will pick race or you start cursing and Satan will bind you. How does he come? He will plant imagination in your head. You wake up in the morning, you look at your wife, she doesn't look like your wife. She doesn't look wifely. Or it doesn't look husbandly. You do like this. Dear, kilo sele, are you any more? You better say, wala. We'll be tawaluni by this. You are cowuni, we'll buy. Hello, Akba, my lover, in Joko. Dear, kilo so, ton so, and then you reverse again. Imaginations. How did the devil move Eve? Painted picture for her. Hey, eat this fruit. You'll be like God. You'll be in charge. And the woman said, say what? She looked at the fruit as began to see what is not in the fruit. She had never eaten that fruit before. The Bible said, the tree was good for food. Otije, otipari, ekoto for walking. That's why Jesus said, when you look at a woman with desire to commit adultery, you have done it already. Why? It's finished in your heart at a barrier, at a day. You know the way they plot against you in the office? They just meet together, they finish all the plotting. They just come there, every move they make, you know, is sealing your doom. The plottings of the enemy. So what does he do? If you want to confuse your business, want to confuse your marriage, he will introduce what? Imaginations. Let's look at Genesis chapter 11. Give us verse 5. KJV. You see the same word again there now. And the Lord came down. You know, they were building this tabernacle, this Babel, this high tower. Why are they building it? How did they get the idea? Somebody whisper in somebody's ear. You can build something. You can build something up. You can make it great in your name to make yourself famous. And then she turned around and said, hey, sisi, soba, kiloba. And then explain and paint. That's why our words are powerful. Our words paint pictures. If I say dog, you don't see D-O-G. That's why, let me say this very carefully. We are not all worshiping the same God. Pastor could say that. When I say the word God, who do you see? That's who you worship. That's why we have glasses in our eyes. You know why? Because when you don't see clearly, you adjust your clarity. Am I right? And a lot of us don't see reality. Actually, I told them in the first service, you don't see me. You can never see me. Pastor, you can't see anymore. No, you are not woman. Actually, you are looking at me from the back of your head.
What's the word you say?
See, you actually seeing from here. Ipakolojua. Before. See, your optic nerves take the stuff from your eyes here. You see the picture? It goes there, just like that camera. You take it inside. And then, if you are looking at me now, and I cut your optic nerves, I'm still there. You don't see anything. So when you are looking at me, you are seeing the picture of me in your eyes. That's why if you are married there, you look into your wife's eyes, not somebody else's eyes. If you look into their eyes, you see yourself in their pupil. Am I right? You see yourself so tiny. That's how you are in their eye. So, a paint picture of your life. All these three work together. I'm coming. Are you still here with me? Let me show you something. See, the devil wanted to move David to do something stupid. 1 Chronicles 21, verse 1. Can you find it for us? First Chronicles 21, verse 1. Thank you. And Satan stood up against Israel. What did he do? He provoked David. I know it didn't come like this. It didn't come like this. Hey, I want you, I'm provoking you today. You know, we're gonna do something. Everybody, if you see that, you will run away now. You know, the hackers that come to you, that call you on the phone, they don't say, I want to hack your account. Right? They don't do that. If they do that, you take off running. But they say, BVNL, Kokwe, back on. Latiboni, Access Bank. Suggesting. You're getting. And when you empty your account, it disappears. That's how devil works. They are the same kind. It's the same devil. So how did he provoke? Can we read another Bible? Can we read Amplified Classic? Maybe it'll give us some light. And stirred up. Okay. Another Bible. NIV. And incited David. Another verse. Give us. And caused David. Moved his imagination. You see it in his head. You need to count your people. You need to. See, that's why a lot of things happen in your life that's messing up your life. Start from there. Wow. Every fight in the family starts from imagination. Every failure starts from there. Making wrong move. So you're going to have to know that you are going to pull these things down. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? You're going to pull down imaginations. Contrary circumstances. Last one is what? Thoughts. Thoughts. What are you thinking? Devil knows that as a man thinketh where? In his heart, so is he. So what does he do? He will bring thoughts to your mind. And what is in your mind, it can't do so much. Thoughts come to you. I'm just tired of life. No, I can't be tired. The Lord is my strength. You ward it off. But then, the moment that thought starts coming, tell somebody beside you, you're not the one thinking all those thoughts. Tell the person beside you. You're not the only one. You're not the one thinking all those thoughts. You're not so smart. Are you hearing me? That's a deliverance enough. I said, when I was in school those days, every time I do an exam, I would dream after that I fail. That's how I knew I would pass the exam. Strange thing. Thoughts. And they start coming to you. Oh, I've been there. Sometimes I've seen this in my house. Something happened to my wife and thoughts will be running in my head. They are waiting for acceptance. Let me get a little bit. Don't let me sound too bad. But thoughts are like sperm moving toward the ovum of a woman. You see, when a man and a woman sleep together, the man brings the sperm, the lady has the ovum. The ovum can never become a baby until it's accepting the sperm. Sorry for talking like that in church. But in medical school, we talk like that normally. So it's normal. You get the point? Okay, in Kankore, but look how we bring. So you are buying. Okay. Now, that sperm will die unborn if it doesn't join with that. The thought of Satan that I tell to your mind will never become your thought until you accept and decide for it. Will you hear me? And devil has what they call auto-suggestion. Don't forget that. Auto what? He won't let you think like this. He won't say like this. Look at your life. You will know somebody's talking to you. He makes you think like, look at my life. So you think it's you. Are you following me? So we have, you know, those days, my wife says something, I feel it's insulting to me. Now, I don't feel it anymore. Sometimes I just feel like, my wife didn't do what she did to me now. Those earlier days, hey! I'm about now. Joko bye. Say me lo bye bye. Now, I just like, it can't stick to me anymore. There's no ovum anymore to let the sperm fertilize itself. Oh, what's the one bell? Make a yield on you. Once in a while, just to get up. Sometimes take 2 minutes, sometimes 1 hour. So usually I move away from her. Because Timbati Ribai. That's why when you are looking at things too much, it affects you. You look at something, Eve was looking at it. That's why pornography is destructive for you. When you are looking at pornography, it's an imagination of a woman that's beautiful, that's having sex. I'm talking very plain today. She's not having sex for you, it's having sex for money. Are you hearing me? One day I was talking, my former house where I was staying. That house where I stayed, 419 was staying there before. I didn't know. Relax, I'm not in 419. But the 419 was staying there. So they were ejected out, and I rented the house just there. So later I was talking to some people, my neighbors, and they said the landlords around that area went to the 419 guys. I said, why are you 419 people? You know, this is their language. They said, leave us alone, no. We never 419 anybody. Who doesn't have 419 blood in them? Did you hear what I just said? There must be blood of 419 before it can circulate all over your body. For instance, they said, they're going to give you this amount of money. Just bring this. Then start borrowing money from people. You don't share. Oh, you investment, you want to come 800,000 naira. 800,000 naira. One for any 4 million. Lo su kon. What did they let? You got 50,000. I'm sleeping now. Start calling everybody. Because the blood of 419. Clap for everybody. Yeah, we are very understanding. Satan also raise up circumstances. Imagine you are the first person, you start selling something. And the first day, you want to go and sell like this. And the person you sell to abuse you from head to toe is trying to stop your destiny in selling. You will not imagine this. My first time of going to school made me hate school for a long time to come. The first time I entered school, they took me to school in Ivory Coast. I entered the compound. Prof, I saw somebody carrying stone like this. Turn like this. I did my calculation. School equals carrying stone, which means punishment all your life. So when I say school like this, Monday day, wala bele. Friday, hallelujah. See, today, I don't like school. I love books. I don't like school. Thoughts, imaginations, and what? Contradictory circumstances. These are devil's weapons to throw at you. Now, let me warn you. Devil's power is in persistence. You know what I just said? He has faith that he can defeat you. So what does he do? He brings it to you. No, I don't want. He brings it to you again. No, I don't want. Give it to you again. No, I don't want. After a while, you get tired. You believe your life will be better. My life will be better. My life will be better. Then something happened at work. They demote you. Loruko Jesu. Konisumi. Konisumi Loruko Jesu. You get to him. The wife says, dear, I'm tired of this life we are living in this house. Ah! Then you enter your car, you kick your car. Battery tiku. Loruko Jesu. I don't know if you have had that kind of thing. Just see, so you just come like that, 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 come like that. If you are not careful, happened to me recently, you just throw things at you, want to get you off your feet. That's why Paul said something about warfare. Let's go. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, give us a normal Bible now. Let's leave KJV alone now. Finally, my brethren, same word. Be what? Be what? In the Lord. Because at war front, you need strength. You don't need sweetness. You don't need sweetness. When you are with your wife, be sweet. But when you are at work from, you're going to be strong. Your first requirement for business, for life, for marriage, is not going to school, it's strength. Your first prof, your first requirement for PhD was strength. You're going to have to go through it. Some of you over here, your PhD is still hanging in the air. Your master's has got to go and meet the mistress. Why? You just get weak. One Bible verse says, they that know their God shall be strong and do what? Let me give you the word and opposite. Those who don't know their God shall be weak and exploited. So if you are going to war, you can't go to war with weakness. Let's read on. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God. We're able to stand against the wiles, imaginations, thought, contradictory circumstances. By the way, God is on your side. Clap your hands for God. God is never your enemy. Let's keep reading. I should give a pause very soon. For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Now wait, look at that word they use for your fight, your struggle against the devil. They use one word there, wrestle. You see that word, wrestle? How many of you watch WrestleMania? Confess your sin. Come on, you watch. How many of you watch wrestling? I watch it once in a while. The rest of you are not strong. That's why you don't watch wrestling. If you are, obviously, Mighty Eagle, you know. Remember Mighty Eagle. Even the look scares you. There's one law in wrestling. The law in wrestling is not about wounding you, breaking your neck. The law of wrestling is to tack you to the ground. Put your back on the floor. Am I correct, sir? When they put your back on the floor, they start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. I've seen guys that they have been beaten black and blue. And it's on the floor. When they got to 7, you do like this. The guy that's beating him will be very angry because the battle is not over yet. So it will take him up. I used to watch wrestling. I don't have time anymore to watch it. I got a lot of Leviticus to read. So you know. the guy will get ferocious. He will get him up like that. Just slap, kick him again. The guy will. Bam! Keep on the wall. Then put him on the floor again. It's like counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. They only got about 8. He's doing that again. Then small time, just changed. Have you seen that kind of thing before? You see the guy change suddenly. I guess that time he was being beaten like that. He was gathering strength. Just go suddenly. Bam, 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 bam. If you throw the guy outside, it. Why? Because if they can put your back on the floor, you are gone. No, you are gonest. If the enemy can put your back on the floor, so what do you do? Stand. Have you seen them? What best say bye? Attack it back out of 40 days. Just stand. Don't put your head on the floor. Don't lie on your back. That's why you're losing. Nigeria, 1,000. Nigeria. VAT, hello, neighbor. Ah. Issue, 1,000. My cruel country by you. You don't have valid requirement to leave Nigeria. Benin Republic. Wrestling. See, and where does that take place? In your imaginations, in your thought, in your circumstances. You let you look ridiculous before your own eyes. You are finished. You are not going anywhere. It happens Monday to Friday. On Sunday, you will leave you alone to come to church. You know, now your thought is calm now, right? You are cool now, right? You love your husband. Your wife looks at you. Yes, it's. You wear the same clothes on Sunday. All through the week, no clothes. Pastor come with his wife. Oni, sweetie, poo poo, whatever. That devil is a bad devil. Come on. Somebody call him a bastard. That kind of word I don't use for the devil, but it sounds like him. You know, that's true. Against. I want to tack you to the ground. Look at next verse. Therefore, next verse. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. Able to withstand in the evil day. When you are broke and busted. When things don't work for you. When you lose the election. When things don't work around for you. Just stand. Just stand. Get up in the morning. One of the best ways to show that you are standing is when you sing. Praise God, somebody. Because a victim never sings. Glory. And don't sing like this. I fly away. Don't go anywhere yet. Stay here. Many of you see me cool like this on Sunday. You know what I've gone through during the week? All kinds of things happen. Not my own, only church members' own. What's it do? You stand. To withstand in the, see that word, evil day of thoughts, imaginations, and circumstances. And having done all, stand. Next verse. Stand, therefore. You think Paul is crazy? Stand. Stand up for she. Church boys, church girls, sing now. Ye soldiers. You got the song? You guys, you got the song? From victory. Every foe is vanquished. Come on, clap for yourself. Stand. One time, everything was working against us. You are going to outlast the devil. You know why? You have eternal life. It doesn't have. You know, have you ever seen wrestler or boxer? They put everlasting. You don't know one last. We have everlasting life. Is that all right? I want to plead with you. Devil is going to set up circumstances, imaginations. If he can't get you during the day, he will try in the night. See, you are doing well now. You just have one dream at night. You wake and crash. Have you ever seen some women, when their marriage is so good, they start dreaming that their husband left them? It's the seed of that devil. Because it's so good. It's so good. Ah, it can't be you. Some of you, you have not been sick for 1 month. Say, I'm sick again. You start thinking of malaria. Obere. Malaria will tell you, as you call God's lullaby, say, tell me what you did. I'm going to tell you, So, thoughts, imagination, and what? Contradictory circumstances. Let's pause. Hallelujah. Some announcement. Where's my wife? Bola, let's read. We finished Sunday school part one. So part two now. Now, let's be real. Let's be real. Can we be real? The troubles in our world today is very, very difficult. Devil has perfected his system for several thousands of years. How long have you been born here? At most 70, 80, 90. But devil has been around here since the Garden of Eden. So when it comes to craftiness, that's what they use for him. When it comes to genius of evil, that's him. So, please be here. So, just by yourself to walk up and say you're going to be standing, this guy got so much. There was one man in the Bible. He had legion spirit. That means about 6,000 to 8,000. When you mention legion, it means 6,000 to 8,000. Can you imagine 6,000 to 8,000 demons living in a man? You know what that tells me? Man is a big city inside. we are made a little lower than God. I hope you know. This is not who we are. Your best is yet to come. I don't mean just in this life. When Jesus comes, you're going to see the real you. When you get to heaven and you see men in the future, you'll almost bow to them thinking they are God because they are made in the image of God. But we have not seen that yet because of sin and evil. So the devil has been walking here. Remember David and Goliath? Remember Goliath, David and Goliath? Are you here? Everybody was afraid in the camp because Goliath is a giant. Are you hearing me? Don't ever think that Goliath, David just finished watching Cartoon Network. Oh, you say, Ben 10, Tom. Oh, and you Goliath, Ben 10. Who? He become a lunch. So when I'm talking about devil like this, if you think, Pastor, my devil gone, I want to make some things clear for you. What does it take to stand strong and win over the devil? Matthew 4. Matthew 4. Maybe that will not be a perfect reading. Maybe Luke 4 will be a perfect reading. They say the same thing, but some things were added there. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Okay, verse 1. Be with me. We're talking about defeating imaginations, contradictory circumstances, and what? Thoughts. Can you look up here? Jesus was a champion there. Let's look at how he did it. Then Jesus, being filled with who? The Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit where? Into the wilderness. Difficult days. Bad situations, wilderness. Let's keep reading. And being tempted, tested, and challenged by the devil for 40 days. And in those days, he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was what? Now, you don't understand this. Maybe we'll help you very well. That Judean wilderness, there was toes there. They look like bread. Are you hearing me? When you really get hungry, if you haven't broke before, if you're really broke, paper turns to money on the street. Next verse. And the devil said to him, if you are the son of God, command this stone to become bread. Next verse. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that what? Every word of God. Can you look up everybody right here? Now, how did Jesus defeat the devil? How are you going to stand against the imaginations and the thoughts and the contradictory circumstances? Jesus came here, he was God, but he became a human being. How did he defeat the devil? He was not just being positive. Being positive. Just be positive. You'll be overwhelmed in life. Like one boy came back home after failing an exam. Say, Daddy, I failed though. Daddy said, say something positive. Say, Daddy, positively, I failed. So, Jesus said, it is written. But I think I've been making one mistake. And I want to give it to you to help you. When we read this verse, the next thing we say is this. Just get the word of God and stand against the devil. Right? The trouble is that, like one guy said, I don't even remember the verse. Huh? I'm just, man. So, I began to look at it afresh. Are you here, everybody? You see, the discouragement you are having is just more than yourself. No human being can match this whole thing. Let's be honest here. Let me confirm that. Chapter 12, the book of Revelation. Come and see. The Bible, John was describing the devil. Look at how he described him. Come and see. Come and see. Wow. Verse 9. Look out. So the great dragon was cast out. You know dragon? How many of you know dragon? Huge, monstrous, red China. That that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives what? The whole world. He has deceived the whole world. You can't be an exception. Hold on, before you start ranting me off, the pastor is preaching heresy. Your father, he had gotten hold of them. That's why you have a central causes. That's why things don't go the way they are going. It's the devil, Satan, deceives the whole world. No one was left out. How many of you? You never know why Bible puts book of Job in the Bible. You know why? You don't know why Job is in the Bible. You just read Job and I'm suffering Job. You're not suffering Job anything. You know what? After the fall of man, there was only one perfect man that could be secured. Job was a perfect man. So, because he was a perfect man, God said, okay, let's do the contest between the devil and the perfect man. So, one day, Satan walked up to God and said, God, I noticed Job. You have blessed him. You have kept him. He's your perfect man. Just let me touch him. Just let me touch. No. You touch him. God has no touch to kill you. He has only touch to heal you. Just touch him. And then you will see whether I will bless you or not. He's serving you because of all these blessings. So God said, all right, let's go to challenge. So what happened? The devil came, started killing his children. That's not God. Kill all his animals. That's not God. I'm a wise sunni. Don't be deceived anymore. Alone, if you call back, you call back. And talk of blessing and victory and power. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? The thief is not God. And you know what? After that, Job fell on the floor. And he said, what God has given, God has taken. We know, we are looking at, we see God's not the one taking it, the devil's the one taking it. But you know what? Devil came back. I told the persistence. He said, a skin for skin. Tell that guy, if I touch his body and make him sick, he'll give up on you. God said, okay, let's do that again. And God lost. You hear me? The perfect man was defeated. When Job began to have all that pain, if you are the one, you cried before that time too. After he was bashed, perfect man reduced to nothing, his three friends came. For 7 days, they never opened their mouth. When they opened their mouth, trouble began. That's why when people are in trouble, don't go and open your mouth around them. Talk about lose your mouth. Don't go and say, shut up. Prepare food for them. Encourage them. Don't start talking. You will crush both you and them. So they talk. Job got angry at God, got angry at them, got angry at life. Finally, God came down and said, God said, Job, don't say you now. But he proved devil right. As a perfect man, he succumbed. But God got the last joker. Jesus came as the perfect man. And he came with the weapons he will give us to use. The word of God. But can I say something to you? Listen to this. Let's go to Isaiah 59. Let me start. Yeah, beautiful. We're doing well. So I don't worry today. I will not take too long. Don't believe me too much. Okay. Isaiah 59. Trying to get you to see something today. I'm thankful to God that God has brought you today so you can get hold of this. Isaiah 59. Can we go there? Look at verse 19. I want you to see this verse. So powerful verse. We used to read it years ago. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. Now read it with me. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Now, that we need to understand. You know, the enemy will come in like a flood. Hey, he's got flood. You know, when flood comes, it doesn't only enter your house, it enters houses and neighborhood. Devil doesn't single you out and give you different forex. It makes it difficult for everybody. COVID. You go to hospital. You go to bank. So what will God do? Listen to this. I'm going somewhere. God's plan is this. When the enemy come in like a flood, you need more than yourself. You need the Spirit of God to raise up standard. So it's like, you know, those traffic water. You know traffic water on the road? That woman at that junction. She's standing like this, right? Am I right? Then she does like this. And then the trailer will stop. Maybe so. But you by need breaking call. She has authority, but she has no power. Are you hearing me? She has authority. Stop! And that can say, well, can you break off? So it's just no more than just putting up your hands. Now, just imagine it's a ammo tank. She got ammo tank there. Huh? Open the top, turn the thing like this. You know that thing? You don't know. Let me get a picture for them if you can. And turn like this. And say, stop! You don't? He blow you out of the way. She has authority now plus power. You got that? Now, if I say, cut the word of God, cut the word of God, cut the word of God, you have authority. Isaiah 59. Come and see. It just told us what it means. Look at verse 21. As for me, verse 21, quickly. As for me, I wish I can make it, we can make it bigger. You can make it bigger. Can you make it bigger so that those who don't have eyes will sit at the back? Can you? Believe me, try fast. I'm waiting for you. Make it bigger. I have a big God. Thank you. As for just keep it like, don't worry. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with you, with them. My spirit who is upon you, next one, and my words which I put in your mouth shall not depart. So I got the armor tank, the spirit, and I got the word authority in my mouth. Listen, I'm going somewhere. I want to help you. Now listen, just listen, listen. I have the time. So I won't quit now. Choir, hold on. You may still sing, or you may not sing. Imaginations, relax. You know what? He says, if that woman says, stop on the road, and the car stop, everything's okay. But if Okan Jabo, how many of you have once in a while disobeyed traffic law? When you go through, I can't only draw on you, anybody. I'm guilty. Anybody here guilty along with me? Rest of you are sinners. You don't want to confess your sin. You know? I just worry. I might be no. Or some traffic light sometimes, you know, I learn let you recap. Oh, see, I'm a tank. Now. If not, she asked this thing, she opened the sister Javaria. She opened it, hey, stop. That turn that thing like that. We're bad alone, we're bad. Hallelujah. He'll blow you out of the way. Now, what God wants for us, look at Jesus. When Jesus stepped into the wilderness, he was not there just quoting the word, he came filled. That was the first verse in Matthew, in Luke 4, verse 1. He came filled with the Spirit. The with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit. Don't ever enter difficult days that we are living in and wilderness without being filled. This is important, but somebody else must be on your head. The Spirit of God is upon me. Even the devil knows that I am a winner. The Spirit of God is, wait. All those things you are facing, that you are succumbing under it, that you are feeling down like that, you're going to start getting stronger. You're going to be filled up, that you are not going to only be free, you will set others free. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. Glory! Say that with me. The Holy Spirit is my powerhouse. One more time. Close your eyes. Lift up your twice. The Holy Spirit is my powerhouse. I'm not alone in life. I'm not alone in life. I have the Holy Spirit, and it will fill me up continually. I will face challenges of life. I'm a victor. I'm not a victim. In the name of Jesus. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. The Spirit of God
is upon me. Even the devil knows that I am a winner.
The Spirit of God
is upon me.
Let me give you an example. Sorry, I know we're going to sing in the choir. You know, was it there? Was it Thursday? We needed some money. It's Friday. We are talking in the morning. We need some money in the morning. Huh? My wife said, I just wish we can get some money from somewhere. I said, dear, let's not do, I don't want to do loan. Because if I do loan now, I have to pay back. And I will have received money. And I gave her an example of that kind of thing. I just said, I just like God bringing the money. I just like that. I like power to get wealth. So we finished in the afternoon. We go to church, come to my office, open my phone. The kind of money you want to get loan for, just entered. That's power, man. That's power. Praise God. You're going to have to do that next week. So don't miss church next Sunday. You can miss last Sunday. Don't miss. You can miss today, but don't miss next Sunday. That's not all right. Okay, choir. Are we ready to sing? Choir, come. Let's sing. Let's give our offering. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. I show you how to be filled up to go for interview. How to be filled up to challenge things. You see, all this, Mama Atitoku, are you listening? Everybody listen. Mama Atitoku, you know better. They don't go to markets to see customers. They get power first. They get power first. They do something. Am I boy? Am I ra? Am I ra? How come Wally? Am I ra? Am I ra? Are you hearing me? They know better. But we know better than them. We're going to use our own power too in Jesus' name. Let's give our offering. Father, we thank you as we give. We sow our seed today and we receive in abundance back in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing quickly, then the choir will cut our...